and welcome to Loving Yourself Completely. Happy Saturday. I hope everybody is having a wonderful day today. Today, I'm finally bringing on my fiance, who I have spoken about and talked about so much in this podcast. Here he is, Brett. And today, we are talking about the effects of diet and exercise and lifestyle changes and what it has to do with loving yourself and making yourself feel good and all the benefits that come along with taking care of yourself in every single way you can. Mainly, we always talk about what we do with our surroundings and the people in our lives, but really focusing on ourselves and making sure we're comfortable in our own skin really starts us off on the right path to loving ourselves completely. So, Brett, if you'd like to say hi.
Hello.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, I made a list of a couple things I want to ask him. He is an avid person who works out every single day, eats correctly. He's helped change my life in dramatic ways with my anxiety and helping me take control back of my own life. And it all came back to taking care of my body. So that's what I want to get into today. So my first question, I'm just going to start right off so we don't take up too much of your time tonight. My first question I want to ask you is, what are negatives that you feel come with having an unhealthy diet?
I look at it like a car. If you were to put something other than gas in your car and it breaks down, would you be surprised it broke down?
No.
You wouldn't be surprised at all, but you put unhealthy things in your body that you know aren't good for you, and then you're confused why you have health issues.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, I agree. With unhealthy things, though, a lot of people don't know. I know a lot of people, you know, in my life and my family and my friends, they'll ask me. They really don't know. Some people don't even know what carbs are in or things like that, and processed food that's not good. And, you know, some people, I've seen people buy like those Caesar salad pre-packaged things, and they'll eat the whole bag, the whole thing of dressing, but the serving size is for 7 people, you know, like,
yeah.
So it's not even necessarily like what is the serving size, it's the amounts you eat and things like that. And what do you consider to be something that could change your diet? Well, how do you start the process of changing your diet? Would you think like day one, somebody says, this is going to be my new day, I'm changing it for myself. How would you tell them to start? What would you suggest eating more of and subtracting? Do you agree with what I'm saying with the, if you can't grow it or kill it, you know, like proteins?
An easy way for me to start a new diet would be setting some sort of goal of what I wanted to eat for macronutrients wise throughout a day.
Now, what are macronutrients?
So that would, basic macronutrients would be your protein, fat, and carbs. So you would want to pick a goal on what you want to eat for those macronutrients, and then just start off by eating the same meals at the same times every day.
And there's a lot of people who have different goals. Like, I know your goal, you like building muscle.
Yeah.
My goal, I want to, of course, stay toned, but I wanted to lose weight in the beginning. So is that different macronutrients for everybody? Is that kind of the same roundabout, people who want big muscles and to grow bigger, more calories and things like that?
Yeah, well, your protein is going to build muscle. That repairs muscle. Your whole body, brain, everything is made up of protein. So you need that to repair any damage that occurs to your body throughout the day. Carbs are more like an energy source. You get all of your energy through carbs.
Yeah.
So you would...
A lot of people think carbs are bad.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
For somebody who sits on the couch all day, carbs are terrible. But if you are an active person, if you're moving around all day, if you're going to the gym, if you're doing things, you need that energy. You don't need a lot of it, but you need enough to fuel all the glycogen in your muscles, which is what carbs turn into when you eat them.
And glycogen is?
Pretty much sugar, which is what your body turns carbs into when you eat sugar, or carbs, or...
It's like your gasoline.
Your fuel.
That's your fuel.
And then fats control, like, you need a certain amount of fats, pretty low amount, I think, like maybe 60 grams of fat a day at the most.
At the most, yeah.
For your hormone levels and some brain function.
We always joke because, you know, we keep track of all that stuff. And when we go on like a cheat meal or something, or we go to something simple like McDonald's, and I have like one double cheeseburger and a fry, and I'm not full for very long.
You've eaten all your
fat.
But
I've eaten all my stuff for one day. Yeah. And if you don't pay attention to that, people say, you know, oh, for lunch today, on my lunch break, I went to McDonald's. I only got a McDouble and a medium fry, but then I came home and I ate dinner and I had a snack and I drank a beer and I did this. And you've doubled your calories that day. You've doubled your fat that day.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's something a lot of people pay attention to.
Yeah. I don't even really keep track of calories at all. I just want to know where my fat, my protein, and my carbs are.
Yeah.
I want high protein because I work all day and lift weights, and I need to repair my muscles, any damage that occurred throughout the day, which is going to repair while I'm sleeping through the carbs I ate throughout, or through the protein I ate throughout the day. And then carbs are just a fuel. You don't really need your carbs until you're going to do something strenuous. A lot of times I won't have any carbs until right before or right after my workout, just to fuel my workout or replace the carbs I burn up during a workout.
Now, what about for somebody who's, you know, not working out and not, or one, even if they want to start, would you suggest a higher number of protein still?
I think everybody should be on a higher protein diet.
Yeah.
Protein fills you up. You're not as hungry when you're eating a lot of protein. And most times, if you're not craving protein, you're not really hungry.
So if you're not craving meat,
if you don't want to eat some meat, if you're not thinking of a meat that sounds good to you, I don't think you're actually hungry.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Because
usually if you're not craving like a meal, you're just eating junk.
Yeah, you're craving something out of habit.
Yeah.
Something that tastes good.
I do that a lot. Late at night when everybody's sleeping, I'm like, I don't want a meal, but I want something. I eat chips or candy or cookie or whatever, but I'm never satisfied with it. I'm just doing it.
Which is when most people eat their junk food.
Yeah, late at night, which is, you know.
Which is where the fasting comes in.
Yeah, that's what we love to do, the intermittent fasting.
Might as well fast throughout the beginning of the day and save majority of the food you're going to eat towards the end of the day.
What would you say
a
basic explanation of intermittent fasting that we do is?
Pretty much just skip breakfast.
Yeah.
If you could just skip breakfast every
day. People think we're crazy when we say, you know, we stop eating at 6 or 7 at night and then we don't eat until about 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Which is not crazy. That's a 4-hour window of getting in.
Most of the time you'll feel better. You'll have more energy.
Yeah. Which people think the opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the first couple days you might, because your body's used to all that sugar and garbage that you're putting in the morning for fuel, which lasts about 30 minutes to an hour, and then you're tired and hungry again.
What is the process of the first couple of days when you feel like that? Why are you feeling like that when you first start fasting?
Your body is getting used to not having that steady flow of the carbohydrates and the spikes in insulin. Yeah. And, you know, your blood sugar being
high. And
the
insulin gets spiked whenever you eat any kind of food.
Any carbohydrate.
Any carb,
carb sugars.
It's not a bad thing that you feel that way, though. That's your body getting rid of those toxins.
Yeah, your body's used to that high level of insulin and sugar in the blood, which you don't need because it's just going to crash within an hour.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be starving again and want to repeat the process.
Yeah. I know, personally, if I, you know, if I broke my fast that day with even a cookie or a cracker or a piece of toast, I'm starving instantly. Because it's like I started something.
Yeah.
My body's like, give me more.
Yeah, your body went into storage mode from the insulin spike. So it wants to start storing carbohydrates into all your storages, which are your liver and your muscle storage. But those fill up pretty quick, and then it starts storing as fat.
Well, and people think, you know, that, oh, you guys must be starving or you're starving yourselves. Absolutely not, because if you're in the fasting mode or do the intermittent fasting, we wouldn't be losing weight in a healthy manner, because your body does go into a panic mode if you do it the wrong way, and it stores, and you can gain weight if you do it incorrectly and you overeat when your fasting window comes.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Best thing I think for diet would be to just have a planned out day.
Yeah.
I like to get on my phone on FitnessPal and plan out my whole day, either the night before or that morning, of what I'm going to eat throughout the whole day.
Yeah.
My breakfast, my lunch, my dinner, my snacks. Everything's in there. Once you have a plan that you can stick to easily, it's going to stop the, oh, I'm just going to run to the fridge and grab this, or get in the cabinet and eat this.
Yeah.
And you eat so many things, you couldn't even, at the end of the day, what did you eat all day? You have no idea what you ate all day.
No.
You're just cramming stuff in your face throughout the day. You have no idea what you actually ate.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, like I kind of just mentioned with the your body panicking, a lot of people, they don't eat enough calories when they're trying to diet. I hate the word diet, by the way. It's lifestyle change. Diets fail. But
even anything is a diet. Eating a ton of food is still a diet.
Yeah.
It's just a diet.
It's just what you're doing that for that day.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. So I had some people tell me, you know, I don't understand why I'm not losing weight. I'm only eating 1,000 to 1,200 calories a day. And they're not understanding.
And the majority of those people are eating way more than that.
Yeah.
They're not tracking properly. They're not adding in the small things.
The butter
butter and the dipping sauces. They're dipping everything in. And all the drinks.
Yeah.
You know, drinking coffee drinks with a bunch of
sugar and creamer
in them and pops.
Well, and they have nowhere to go. I know that's what you tell me all the time. I'm like, wow, I feel like I eat around 1,800 calories a day sometimes. And I'm like, oh, I want to lose, you know, 7 or 8 more pounds or whatever. And I have some wiggle room. I can drop my calories down to 1,500 or whatever. But if you start off at 1,000 to 1,200 calories, you have nowhere to go. Yeah.
Where are you going to go after that? Once your body gets adjusted to that amount of calories and you're like, oh, I haven't lost the amount of weight I want to lose yet.
Yeah.
What are you going to drop down to?
Yeah.
You know, you're going to run out of markers to go down to. Most people are eating way more than they should be, so even a small reduction in calories,
I'd say the average person is around 2,500 to 3,000 calories a day,
if not more.
Yeah.
So a small reduction is gonna make weight. You're gonna have weight loss. You're gonna feel better.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna have more energy.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Now I really want to talk about, this is the one I'm most excited about, is the fads of diets that come through. Again, I hate the word diets, but this is just what I'm saying. So there's keto diets, and there's Weight Watchers, and then like we do the fasting, calorie counting, there's the shakes. I hate the shakes. I hate when people do even the juice thing, or like, I can't even process it sometimes. I know people that drink shakes every day, and it's supposed to be a meal supplement. What do you...
We'll start with your keto diet.
Okay, keto diet.
If you're somebody that just sits on the couch all day and watches TV, keto's great for you. You're not...
Yeah.
You don't need the energy from the carbohydrates. You need enough protein and fats to maintain any rebuilding your body's doing and maintain any kind of other function it needs from the fats. You don't really even need carbohydrates if you're just going to sit around all day.
Yeah.
Now, if you're moving, then that's when you need the carbohydrates.
Yeah.
So a keto diet can work for some people. An active person, I don't think it's the best way to go, but you can.
Because your energy is low.
Yeah, you're not going to feel as good, especially if you're trying to work out. You're not going to be as strong in the gym. You're not going to feel good.
It's like when you're an active person, you need those carbs. You need that energy. You need that.
Yeah, which I mean, I did keto for quite a while. I lost a ton of weight doing keto, but all my lifts in the gym went down. I wasn't as strong. I got used to it where I wasn't so tired.
You did it for a long time.
In the beginning, I was really tired, but I found out eating some carbohydrates around my workout.
What would you say your willpower for something like that has to be? Like, insane?
Yeah, it's pretty hard to not eat any carbs. Even today, I didn't eat any carbs.
Well, and I wasn't your biggest supporter because I ate carbs right in your face.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
No, you definitely have to want to do it. And it's...
And just even weight loss in general. It's a huge commitment.
But is it something you can maintain? I'm going to go on this keto diet. Are you going to be keto for the rest
quit?
Of your life?
Yeah.
You need to find a diet that is a lifetime diet.
A lifestyle change.
That you're going to stick to. That's going to work forever.
Yeah.
Because if you say, oh, I'm going to do this till I lose weight, as soon as you quit doing it, the weight's right back on. You're back to the same unhealthy stuff.
Yeah. It's easier to go back into your unhealthy lifestyle than to maintain a healthy one.
Yeah.
Just because that's not what you know. Yeah. Not what a lot of people know.
Yeah.
Okay. So what about like Weight Watchers? I know people pay. They pay for apps. That Weight Watchers app.
Don't know a whole ton about a Weight Watchers.
Well, it's basically, you know, like you said, the macronutrients. does that.
Is it macros or is it more like a calorie counting?
I think it does.
If it fits your macros, pretty much.
I think
much
if it
diet.
Fits it, yeah.
So, yeah. So, they're just doing, you know, pretty much you can eat what you want.
Yeah.
As long as you stay in a certain macronutrients range, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Or just a calorie range. I don't know if they go all the way to macronutrients or just stick to calories.
And I believe that they even, I think there's a couple of them that will send you food and things like that, but.
Yeah.
I think it's mainly tracking.
Yeah.
Which I think is good, but I wonder if, you know, I would say, you say everybody's different, so it's kind of.
Well, a popular thing like that would be the if it fits your macros diet, yeah. Which people do, where they're eating Pop-Tarts and all kinds of garbage because, oh, I still hit my same amount of macronutrients for the day because it fit into my Fitness Pal.
Yeah.
But is that a good fuel source? Are you going to feel good eating that? And then you used up a huge amount of what you're going to eat throughout the day, carb-wise and fat-wise, on food that didn't fuel you properly. So.
Yeah. Now, let's get to the shakes. So, I, all over Facebook, every mom I know and friends I have, they do these shakes or they do the juice cleanses or whatever. Oh, they lost 5 pounds in 3 days. Or,
shakes are awesome. Oh, everybody should go on a shake diet.
Everybody get a shake. You can have
a
chocolate Hershey's Mountain Mudslide shake and it will fill you up for 5 minutes.
Let's just buy a bag of sugar.
Yes.
And we'll just eat a couple spoonfuls of sugar every few hours and we'll call it a shake diet.
Yes.
That's pretty much the same thing that they're doing.
There are places that are just shake places that people go to and think that they're losing weight drinking these shakes or that these shakes are good for them.
Yeah. Now I see the juice thing that people do. Almost more than the shake. So we'll do this juice diet. It's cleansing my body. Yeah, you'll lose weight on it, but it's not something you're going to stick to. It's not something that's healthy. You're not getting a good source of protein through that
diet. And
it's
all going to come back once that juice cleanse is over.
Yeah.
You're going to go right back to how you were eating and what you were doing.
And you're going to be starving. Every time you have one of these high, even if it's just a juice shake, it still has a bunch of sugar in it.
Yeah.
Because fruits and everything are loaded with sugar. It's natural sugar. It's still your body sees it the same as refined sugar.
And sometimes I can understand the shake thing if people are doing it correctly, because it's supposed to be a meal replacement, right? That's the main purpose of it, is to replace a meal. So if people don't eat,
have you ever drank a shake and been like, oh, now I don't want to eat anymore?
No. But it's supposed to last for 4 to 5 hours, isn't it? You're supposed to not eat from breakfast to afternoon lunch. That's what it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
Could it work if you used it correctly with the kind of shakes that are around?
Extreme willpower and you want to live off of shakes, you're going to lose weight, you're not going to stick to it, and you're going to be starving.
Yeah.
So you're better off to go on a lower calorie diet of healthier food if you just want to starve. You can cut your calories way down and starve yourself on food and you will feel a lot better than doing shakes. People lose weight on it because they go from eating fast food 5 times a day to drinking these shakes and they lose a ton of weight.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you did, you know. You were eating McDonald's every day and now you're drinking shakes.
Yeah.
Even though they're not healthy for you or not giving you the right amount of nutrients that you need.
Yeah.
You can lose weight on it.
Just to feel good that day.
Yeah.
The amount of sugar that you're putting into your body to start your day.
Which makes you hungry.
Yeah.
And that kind of stuff just makes your
hunger
go
way up. Get your body going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You drink that and your body's ready. Oh, I'm ready for some food now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most people aren't used to having just liquid for an energy source. Unless it's a crap load of coffee like me. Just black coffee all day. Okay, so. Now, with exercise, stuff like that, the benefits of exercise, of course, are wonderful, but I know something you've always told me is it's always, you know, it's 70% diet, 30% exercise. Now, if somebody gets their diet in check and they want to start exercising, what is something how to start, a program?
To lose weight, you don't need a diet at all if we're talking weight loss, or you don't need to exercise at all.
Yeah.
It's all diet.
Yeah.
To just lose weight. So. Mm-hmm.
I didn't work out for over a year because
you don't have to
back.
Exercise to lose weight. Everybody says, I'm going to the gym, and then they eat terrible.
Yeah.
And they think, oh, I'm not losing weight even though I'm going to the gym. The gym is doing nothing for you. No. It's all diet for weight loss. Yeah. Now, as you're losing weight through your diet, going to the gym is going to make you look better.
It's helpful.
You're going to see more muscle. You're not going to look sickly when you do lose weight.
Yeah.
You're going to have a little bit of shape to you.
Yeah.
And feel better.
Yeah.
You know, that you're not meant to just sit around all day. Our bodies are meant to be moving from when we wake up till we go to bed.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to sit around and watch TV or scroll on your phone for 6 hours a day.
And it's not even good for what you're putting in, with the food you're putting into your body to just sit. You know, it's not benefiting you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what would you say to somebody who never, who doesn't exercise and wants to start a program goal-wise, just kind of...
Just set a very reasonable goal.
What's a reasonable goal for somebody who has not worked out before?
You can start with a 10-minute walk. One push-up a day, and just slowly improve on that. Set a week goal, then set a 2 week goal.
At the end of the week, maybe 2 push-ups?
Yeah. next week, I'm doing 2 push-ups when I get up in the morning. It's a start, and you're going to see progress. You're going to say, man, them 2 push-ups were easy compared to last time.
What did you always tell me? You're doing more than everybody sitting on the couch,
exactly.
So be proud of yourself.
Anything you're doing is better than nothing.
Yeah.
After you eat dinner, go for a walk. Go walk around the block.
Put a bicycle thing in your living room.
How hard
like
is it
me?
To replace your recliner with a leg extension? Just sit in there and do leg extensions while you watch TV.
I made a move, one of those, what is it called? Oh, I can never think of the name.
Just a seated bike.
A seated
much.
Bicycle. So when my son does his virtual learning, I can be pedaling in the background. It works. I drink my coffee on it. Trying to switch up my morning routine here. Okay, so the importance of setting goals is basically just holding yourself accountable. That's a big deal. And I think goals do that for people. I know for me especially, if I say, oh, I want to lose three or four pounds in 2 or 3 weeks, and me checking the scale and making sure of what I'm eating and putting in my calories and making sure I'm adding everything at the end of the day or the beginning of the day.
Even myself, right now I'm doing I set a 6 week goal for myself, even though I've been eating good and exercising for I don't know how many years now. I still set short term goals for myself.
Yeah.
And, you know, right now I've got a macronutrients goal I want to do for 6 weeks where I'm slowly lowering my carb intake, keeping my fats and proteins the same.
You even do videos. For yourself.
I do
a
weekly video of myself to see the progress. I have weightlifting goals that I got set for the next 6 weeks of slowly increasing weights. And then at the end of my 6 weeks, I'm going to go for a max lift on bench press, squats, and deadlifts, which I already got a goal set for myself on where I want to be.
Yeah.
And working into that. And it's fun to
but
achieve.
You started,
feel great achieving something that you set out to do. And I don't want to go way far, and I don't want to say, oh, next year I'm going to look like this.
Yeah.
Because that's too far of a goal to achieve.
6 weeks is nothing.
No, 6 weeks. I want to do a diet for 6 weeks, and I'm going to slowly cut my carbs for the 6 weeks. I'll do a video every Friday or Saturday, seeing what I look like to keep myself accountable, and it's going to be fun. It's enjoyable to do.
Yeah. That's hard for a lot of people, but even you, I mean, gosh, you go to bed at 6:30, and you wake up at 2 in the morning, you work, and... do all this stuff, you don't get home until 2 p.m. And you come home and you eat and you exercise and you take care of your body and it takes up your day.
Yeah.
But that's the motivation you have to change your life.
It keeps me moving, keeps me focused on something I want to do. Yeah. I'm not sitting here thinking about stuff, getting down on myself about things that
they don't even take into account what the damage, you know, of just sitting or drinking or, you know, things like that. Other things that they're doing in their lives that are taken away from when you could be doing it in a positive way.
Yeah. Me personally, I like to stay out of my head.
Yeah.
I don't want to just sit down and think.
And stare at your phone.
I don't want to get inside my head that deep.
No.
I don't know what's in there.
It's scary.
I don't want to go. I want to have something I'm planned out to do every
day. Get me out of mine.
Keep me moving.
Yeah. I think that's pretty cool, though. I look up to you and that kind of stuff. Okay, so at the end of this whole thing, my last thing I want to ask you is, what do you think lifestyle changes does for your mental health and loving yourself? With your, like, I know you just kind of touched on, you know, staying out of your head and things like that. It's not like you avoid negative things. It's just that you don't need to think about those things because there are better things in your life to focus on, which is
I think people with the mental health, like your...
Me.
A lot of people do the same thing every week and expect their mental health to improve. Mm-hmm. You didn't change any diet stuff. You didn't change any exercise. You changed none of your habits that you do, but you're hoping next week's going to be better.
Yeah.
Why is next week going to be any better if you did the exact same thing? You have to make changes. It can be small changes, anything. Just
even me this week, my biggest goal was I want to do something different in the morning. Usually me waking up in the morning consisted of me coming in the kitchen and drinking my coffee and just sitting, scrolling through my phone, like the morning paper. I don't want to do that anymore because sometimes opening Facebook first thing in the morning isn't always the most positive thing for you.
Not at all.
And so I wanted to do something different. So I had you move that bike into the living room and, you know, just a little change starts kind of like a domino effect in changing your life.
Which, like I talked about before, our bodies are meant to move.
Yeah.
We are not meant to sit around. Our brain goes crazy.
It's like
crazy.
A cesspool in there.
Our brain goes nuts. Like, what are we doing? We gotta, you know, if you go back in time, they were gathering food, they were out hunting, they were always focused on doing something. Our bodies haven't changed. Just because we do different things, just because we have phones now and we sit around and watch TV
and we work,
our bodies on the inside are still the same. They're like, we got to move, we got to do this. Your body wants to have goals, it wants to have things it needs to do, and when it doesn't, it goes crazy.
I always compare it to like a young kid. What are we gonna do? I'm bored.
Your mind is just running crazy trying to think of stuff it should be doing, and you're just sitting there and you're wondering why your mind's doing this.
And even your body, like, you always joke that your body's made of water and you're like, it's like a cesspool in there. Shake it up a little bit, you know. It gets polluted and
add some water to it
and add some water.
You can pop
That's a big one. We should have touched. Definitely touch on that. Water is so, it's so silly that people don't think about it, but water is so freaking important.
It is the only thing that you're supposed to drink.
Yeah.
There's nothing else after until when you're not a baby anymore drinking milk. That's it. You're supposed to drink water.
Yeah.
Everything else that you go buy.
That's an add-on. I mean, I have my one pop a day, and that's exciting for me. And that might sound silly to other people, but that's something I look forward to. If you don't drink or you don't smoke or you don't do any, like, that's my little bad habit. Everybody has their little bad habits, and mine is I have my Sprite at the end of my night. That's exciting for me. And I watch my favorite show when you guys go to bed.
And the sugar doesn't fit into my diet. That's my plan. So I do the sparkling water. Just something carbonated, zero calories, no sugar, no added fake sugars or anything. Just a carbonated flavored water.
And because we do the fasting, I know it's just black coffee for us.
Yeah, I drink black coffee at work. I do,
which I love. That's my perk too. I love that.
I used to fast all day at work, but I started adding in some protein shakes because I'm kind of doing a strength thing right now, trying to build a little muscle to get my strength up in the gym. So I started adding some protein shakes in because I want to get a higher amount of protein throughout the day so my body can repair and get ready for the next workout. So two protein shakes at work, and then I eat when I come home. So
it's just those little things that you change, and you're constantly, like, you know, just like loving yourself differently every day, doing little things to improve your life. It also comes that way with diet and exercise, or lifestyle change and exercise. You're going to constantly keep switching things up, constantly changing things, but it's always in an improvement. It's never taking a step back. And some weeks we mess up. I know last week, you know, after trick-or-treating, we were like, oh man, that was a tough one. We ate a lot of candy that night when he went to bed.
Everybody else will eat a whole thing of candy and be like, oh man, I screwed up. I had two pieces of candy. I was like, man, I ruined my diet. I'm done. I had two pieces of candy.
But it didn't ruin your life, you know? No. Like, you started back up the next day. It's okay to have those little things. We always call them cheat meals, not cheat days. Because you can.
And I do. I think everybody should have a cheat meal. Have one cheat meal on the weekend. If you're sticking to a strict diet at the moment, plan it out. And the way I do it, like I did yesterday, I had a cheat meal.
You don't have to deprive yourself. Like, I think that's a lot of people think, oh, I couldn't do without this, or oh, I couldn't do without this. But it shouldn't be something that is a habit in your everyday life of having all that stuff. Your body's not made for having that much junk or sugar.
And the way I did it, I made it where it fit into my diet. I just had protein throughout the day. I had no fats and carbs. Saved all my fats and carbs up the whole day for a cheat meal at the end of the day. And I can have a higher fat, higher carb meal, and I don't feel guilty about it. It fit into my diet. I still got my goal of protein for the day, and I felt good.
Well, I think that's very cool. I admire you for a lot of your stuff because I'm not so much of the watching my exactly what I eat like you do. I'm more of the calorie person, but I try to keep my carbs low. I'm more of the low carb person.
Yeah, fear depends on your activity level.
Yeah.
Which mine isn't as crazy
right now with Blake and, you know, virtual school.
If you're going to run 5 miles a day, then yeah, you need to up your carbs.
Yeah.
But if you're not, then you don't really need a whole lot of them.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be as meticulous as me.
No.
I weigh everything on the scale and am ridiculously meticulous.
I'm like, what did earlier? You came in the living room with something. I was like, what are you eating?
Uh-huh.
Oh, 30 pretzels with
a
tablespoon of peanut butter.
32 pretzels.
32, huh?
And 30 grams of peanut butter.
Yeah. You can go.
That was my snack for the day.
See, I'm the zero. He's 2 100. We weigh in the middle at about 50-50 here.
But it's something I have fun doing. It's
yes.
not something that's hard, that's annoying for me to do. I like doing that.
Well, like you said earlier, you know, what are you, you're doing the same thing every week and you're expecting mental health improvements. You're expecting to change your life.
Yeah.
What are you doing to change your life? And you have changed your entire life.
Yeah. And changed the way I look, the way I feel,
the way I act.
The way
you feel, yeah.
I'm more confident in myself on things.
Yeah.
And
I think it radiates off of you.
Just get close to me and I will give you some confidence.
Just get close to him, I swear. You'll feel great. Or you won't, and you'll want to.
Yeah.
We've definitely lost people in our lives because they don't feel so good around you.
Yeah.
No, but, well... I know I had been wanting to get you on here for so long, and I'm so excited that you finally did, and you gave me your time, and I know you're tired sometimes, but I'm so thankful that you came on here with me. I know it's not your thing, but to end this off, I hope that was really helpful for you guys, just focusing on your lifestyle and focusing on diet and exercise or lifestyle changes, and just realizing that if you want to change your life, you can. And that everybody does it differently and in different ways. And not everybody's life looks the same. And not everybody's results are the same. And you're going to have days where you don't feel like doing it. And you're going to have days where you failed at doing it. But if you just keep going and you just keep improving and every single day you want to recover to become a better person and a better version of yourself, know that you can do it and you can do anything you put your mind to. It is an everyday thing working on ourselves. Like I always say, it's like a job taking care of yourself and loving yourself. So love yourself completely. Write into lovingyourselfcompletely@gmail.com. Leave a rating, leave a review. I hope you guys really loved this episode and it informed you on things maybe you didn't know about and questions I have received. And I think it's wonderful to hear from you guys. So please keep writing in and keep listening and please subscribe. Keep loving yourself completely and have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Saturday night.